This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Open for Business and I'm Ofnil Ting. Now, what are among the most important factors to consider when it comes to getting a tattoo? Recognizing your threshold for pain and choosing the right design aside, cleanliness and hygiene should be number one. Nobody wants an infected tattoo that turns your dragon into a lizard. I have with me Carlos Benny, the CEO and founder of Koyak Gloves, together with Max Jr., the managing director of Koyak Gloves, a glove company that caters to tattoo artists and many more. So, welcome to the show, guys.
Ah, boleh ba kalau kau
makan nomor, yes. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, thanks.
So, first things first, why Koyak? Because the name Koyak in Malay sounds like something is being torn, Koyak. So, nobody wants their gloves to tear and rip easily. So, why do you choose the name Koyak?
Well, it sounds like it's a really random and it's dedicated to only one target audience, which is Malaysian, but actually, we did a lot of research on this. Just say, for example, Adidas or Nike, they don't mean anything. So we kind of come out with something that doesn't represent anything. It's a new word, to be exact. So that's the name of the brand. To local here in Malaysia, it's also a bit catchy to them, but it also rhymes well internationally. Like, let's say, for example, in Japan, they can pronounce it well. Also in Europe, in other countries, you know.
So there's already an international platform in mind when you created this brand.
Yes,
oh, I see.
It's a whole lot of plan.
So how do you get started in the world of tattooing?
Well, I started since high school, actually. Like in early stage of high school, being rebellious and creative at the same time. So that's when it started, Form 2, 14 years old. And it got carried on till today. It's so exciting. That's it. It's a new thing, you know. It's when you're young and you got no restriction. You out of any other, you know, authority to control you. Like you at home to just poke on someone's body and see blood and there's art coming out through it. So that's a whole exciting experience back then. Yeah.
So how long have you been in the tattoo industry?
Say 18 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
18 years, that's more than half of my life right now. Yeah.
Tattooing used to be something of a taboo where it's usually associated with gangsters and whatnot. So things are, of course, much different right now. Are tattoos still considered an underground industry or do you think it has gone full-on mainstream right now?
I think it's still, it's not really underground, but it's still not really a mainstream thing yet. But people start to be open.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace, show more exception. And but it's getting there, but it's not yet.
What do you think was the cause of this shift in mindset towards tattooing culture?
Well, it's a lot of factors that actually help in a way. To be exact, the media nowadays, since everyone has the access to internet and so on, and TV shows, MTV and stuff like that. So it's just like fashion and style. It goes with the trend, it travels, and some countries might not picked up that much yet, but yeah, it's going quite well over here.
When it comes to tattooing, what are some of the important hygienic factors that one has to be aware of?
What are the most important factors? Okay, the most important factors is actually to sanitize yourself in the area before you even touch the client. And of course, when you already start with yourself, you sanitize the client as well. And then in that process, you got to be careful with all the hygiene stuff. For example, all this cross-contamination. So that's when gloves come in. And all the working ethics that must be put in front before even the artwork.
So you say that hygiene is actually one of the most important factors.
Yes. Yes. I mean, what important is the artwork if it doesn't turn up good when the tattoos got infected? It became ugly.
Yeah, even you have a good artwork, but you don't practice hygiene, you have contamination, for example, like aftercare, you have a difficult time. Or even it turns out really well in the first few days, but when it's during the healing period, it starts to get all the infection.
So hygiene is number one.
Yeah, so hygiene still
is
important.
Number one, yeah.
Talking about the company Koyak, what gave you guys the idea of starting the brand?
Hygiene to be put in front of everything, especially in this industry. And it's a way to actually, because I see a really, really good opportunity in this. since I've been in this line for quite some time now. Yeah.
So you saw that there was a need in the market for hygienic gloves.
There's no way you can tattoo without wearing a glove, pair of gloves.
So it started from the idea of making gloves.
Yes.
That spawned the idea for Koyak, the brand.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to Carlos Benny, CEO and founder of Koyak Gloves, together with Max Jr., Managing Director of Koyak Gloves. And in just a moment, we'll find out more about his customers, diversification, and many more. This is BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business and I'm Ofnil Ting. I've been speaking to Carlos Benny, founder and CEO of Koyak Gloves, together with Max Jr., Managing Director of Koyak Gloves. And earlier, we've been speaking about the tattoo industry in Malaysia. So who are your customers? Is this mainly a B2B business or do you sell to individual customers as well?
Well, it begins with business to customers. But as we will have more demand with the customers, so now we're shifting to business to business. So instead of we cater to all customers, so we just particularly appoint one distributor in each region. Yeah, so we're dealing with business to business. And all the customers who like to get our products can directly to our distributor.
So your customers are mainly tattoo artists?
Yeah, mostly are tattoo artists, but now it's expanding to more on painters.
There's painters, graffiti artists, sculptures, chefs.
Wow.
Yeah, chef.
Yeah, like chef are starting using our brand. And
workshops they use for spraying cars.
And airbrush.
Airbrush artists and vets.
Wow, vets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is there any difference with, let's say, surgical gloves in terms of product differentiation?
Well, I wouldn't say it's that much of a difference. It's just a little bit of improvement over there, which I think it's also sync with them, because whatever they use in the hospital industry, I think they would have also the best stuff. So maybe in terms of colors, color code. Like, for example, if you go to a F&B line, you're not really allowed to wear certain colors because might have some accident or some might just accidentally leave the gloves in the food, so you can actually see the difference with color and stuff.
The main difference would be the color of the gloves.
Yes.
Where are the gloves made in?
It's made in Malaysia.
Made in Malaysia.
Yes.
Totally local.
Product, yeah.
Your products are made available in many countries like Europe, Hong Kong, Korea, Japan, Indonesia, and many more. So do you remember the first ever country that you expanded to besides Malaysia?
Yeah. Singapore. Yeah, it's the closest. So
yeah, it's the nearest.
We took a bus down there.
He woke up late. He missed the bus. He took the bus.
It started out. Yeah, I gathered all the samples that try to distribute in Singapore. So I took a midnight bus. And then I didn't plan, actually, as this is my first time to Singapore. Mm. So once I reached Singapore, that was around 2 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't book any hotel. So I end up sleeping on the street for a few hours. And then, and then I walk a few kilometers just to look for a guest house. So yeah, I finally found a guest house around 5 in the morning. Then get a rest, shower. Then in the morning, I start to meet all the potential clients, mainly tattoo artists.
So would you say that starting out, it took a lot of hard groundwork that you had to...
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, it took a lot of groundwork and I learned it on my own, which is I really appreciate the knowledge and the experience throughout the when we first started it.
Are there any other competitors out there in the region of Asia when it comes to gloves?
Well, you have all the normal brands out there. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot from what I've seen and which... actually gave me some ideas in the first place, but those are all the brands that it's more of the commercial ones, because if you see our product, you can straight tell the difference. You can really tell it.
So there's a stronger brand identity to your products.
Yes, to us, it's the packaging itself. It speaks louder, you know. It's not even the product. It's the packaging that promotes artists' individual artwork on it.
Are there any plans currently to diversify and make other products under the Koyak brand?
Okay, well, we kind of started with our own clothing line recently. So you can see what we're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get one too. And then anything to do with latex, maybe, perhaps, in the near future, which is actually in the under planning right now. It's soon to be announced. Events.
You mentioned that the brand Koyak makes contributions to the art industry and charity. So how does that work, and could you explain more?
Well, it came up with a concept. It's like more like a platform itself. You see how we market and do our packaging. It's really different than the rest. Like, what we do is we go and meet good artists around the world, especially tattoo artists, which is really strong in their artwork. And when they have like a really distinct style, we'll place their artwork on our box. And they get to put their names, their site, whatever they want to put to promote themselves. So this goes wherever you can get Koyak gloves. So basically, if we are around the world, means your artwork will be around the world. So how this contribute to them? It's a platform. So when the box goes around the world, they get to be promoted. You see, somehow it improves their marketing and to bring up their names. And another thing is we put aside a fund to do a lot of events. Like, for example, this year on October, we are organizing a Koyak Tattoo Convention in Sabah. And talk about charity. One box that we are selling of Koyak gloves will contribute to planting one latex tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all about cultivating the spirit of helping each other out.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Looking into the future, what are your future plans for Koyak gloves? More expansion?
Maybe not. No, just kidding. Yeah, of course. We need to go as big as we can.
Every business need to expand as much as you want. But to think back, we need to give more opportunities to other people as well. So as Koyak brand is expanding, we try to create more job opportunities to other people too.
So how many people are actually working under the Koyak brand right now?
Well, we have me.
And me, only two of us.
Yeah.
Last but not least, where can customers find your products?
Yeah, people can contact through our Facebook page, facebook.com/koyakgloves, or email at info@koyakgloves.com.
All right, to find out more information, that's facebook.com/koyakgloves. And you can email them at info@koyakgloves.com or follow them on Instagram at koyakgloves. And they'll also be organizing the first Sabah International Tattoo Art and Culture Convention, which falls on the 23rd to 25th of October at the Hyatt Regency Kinabalu. For more information, you can look them up at facebook.com/sabahtattooconvention. I've been speaking to Carlos Benny, founder and CEO of Koyak Gloves, together with Max Jr., the managing director of Koyak Gloves. I'm Ofnew Ting on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.